And on this Friday, before Father's Day, we're going to eavesdrop again on StoryCorps in Grand Central Terminal. StoryCorps is a soundproof recording booth created by radio producer Dave Isay. Two people can conduct 40-minute oral history interviews inside that booth. They talk to each other. You get a CD of the interview, and with your permission, a copy goes to the Library of Congress to become part of an oral history of America. Recently, Nancy Cobb brought her friend, poet Billy Collins, to that booth to remember his father.
My dad was subversively funny, and he was a practical joker as well. He was a sadistic and methodical practical joker. There was a man in his office that he didn't like, and one day this guy came in having bought a new hat, and he was showing it off, and I suppose in my father's view, making the usual ass out of himself. So that afternoon, my father snuck into the cloakroom, removed the new hat, went down into the hat store, and bought two identical hats. And one was an eighth of a size bigger, and one was an eighth of a size smaller. And for probably a month or so, he switched hats on this man, so that one day the man's hat would be up on his head just a little bit, and then the next day it would be down around his ears just slightly. And then one week he put the real hat in, for 4 days, and then on Friday he put the little one in. And of course the guy thought his head was shrinking and expanding. And
he never told him?
He never told him, no. At some point, much later, I wrote this poem called The Death of a Hat. And it's the closest thing I've written to an elegy for my father. The Death of the Hat. Once every man wore a hat. In the ashen newsreels, the avenues of cities are broad rivers flowing with hats. The ballpark swelled with thousands of straw hats, brims and bands, rows of men smoking and cheering in shirt sleeves. Hats were the law. They went without saying. You noticed a man in a crowd without a hat. You bought them from Adams or Dobbs, who branded your initials in gold on the inside band. Trolleys crisscrossed the city, steamships sailed in and out of the harbor, men with hats gathered on the docks. There was a person to block your hat and a hat-check girl to mind it while you had a drink or ate a steak with peas and a baked potato. In your office stood a hat rack. The day war was declared, everyone in the street was wearing a hat, and they were wearing hats when a ship loaded with men and women sank in the icy sea. My father wore one to work every day and returned home carrying the evening paper, the winter chill radiating from his overcoat. But today we go bareheaded into the winter streets, stand hatless on frozen platforms. Today the mailboxes on the roadside and the spruce trees behind the house wear cold white hats of snow. Mice scurry from the stone walls at night in their thin fur hats to eat the birdseed that has spilled. And now my father, after a life of work, wears a hat of earth, and on top of that, a lighter one of cloud and sky, a hat of wind.
That's Billy Collins reading his poem, Death of a Hat. Other recordings from the StoryCorps Project are at npr.org.